we praise you this morning. Lord, we love you. Have your way here this morning. Speak to our hearts. Create in each one of us a clean heart, Lord. That's our heart's desire this morning, to be changed. To be changed into whatever you want us to be. Open your word for us this morning, Lord. And bless your people, please. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anyway, good morning. This morning is Communion Sunday. Those of you who are observant may have noticed something different. I'm not wearing a red shirt today. But I always wear a red shirt on Communion Sunday. Except for one thing. I don't wear red in December. I had a bad experience a few years ago. I think I've shared this before, but not all of you have heard it. When I was driving a truck, it was Christmas Eve, and I was on my way home, and I stopped in Portland by the terminal and did some laundry. And I put on my red sweatshirt, put my red laundry bag over my shoulder, and walked into the laundromat, and there's a bunch of kids in there. It got really ugly. So I don't wear red in December. You know, Linda always seemed to have a name for each year. We had the year of the nut. We had the year of the plumbing problems. We had the year of this or that. And I wonder what she would say about this year. Because you know what? It's not getting any better, is it? It's getting darker. It's getting meaner. Even the people that we're supposed to be helping out there, and we do everything we can, but yet a lot of them, their response isn't really grateful. But yet, what do? We keep doing what we do. We had someone break into our building across the street. They kicked the back door in. They emptied a fire extinguisher inside the building. Now, why would you do that? In case you don't know, that's where we store furniture that we provide for people that don't have furniture. But what do? We keep doing. We'll let the Lord sort it all out. We will remain faithful. But things are getting darker. Things are getting meaner. Jesus is coming back soon. First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 32. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That means not knowing, not caring, not affected by his sacrifice for us. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Examine yourselves. We hear that once a month, don't we? Maybe we should hear it more often. Our opening scripture this morning was from John chapter 13, where Jesus washed the disciples' feet. That's what happens in verse 28. We examine ourselves, and what we see and what the Lord reveals to us, we take to him, and he washes our feet. We have to have our feet washed because we're out there in the world walking around and our feet get dirty. It picks up things. Examine yourselves. I'm going to ask John and Bill to come forward and pass out the elements. I'm not going to keep you too long this morning. And while they're being passed out, I want you to close your eyes and just kind of lock yourself in with God and let him reveal to you what he sees. And talk to him about it. See, it isn't supposed to be something that disqualifies you from this. What it's supposed to be is an opportunity for you to get right with him. And we all need that. We all need to have our feet washed. I find it interesting that chapter 13 of John was right after the Passover Supper. It was about the same time as all this was happening. Anyway, let God speak to you. Maybe your relationship isn't what it should be with him. Maybe your relationship isn't what it should be with other people. God is more than willing to forgive us, isn't he? Thank you, Lord.